Tom Karkle with the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be windy with morning rain and a snow mixture maybe this afternoon, high near 40 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 36, 32 in Burlington, Milwaukee 34, it is 36 degrees in Racine. A big chunk of Wisconsin is under a state of emergency, a winter storm continuing to drop snow from River Falls to Green Bay. Governor Walker issuing the order, hoping to get ahead of the almost foot of snow in some parts that the state was expected to receive. That order meaning some units of the National Guard went on standby status for storm relief. Many schools from central Wisconsin north and west have canceled their classes today. A blizzard warning, meanwhile, still in effect from Appleton to Sturgeon Bay. National Weather Service forecasting gusty winds 30 to 40 miles per hour or more in the Fox Valley and along the Lake Michigan shoreline up north. The candidates for president now starting to focus their attention on Wisconsin, with the April 5th election less than 2 weeks away, and it's the state's presidential primary, the wife of Republican Ted Cruz stopping in Racine County. Heidi Cruz, in the dining room of the Culvers at I-94 and Highway 20, said her husband has a clear goal for the country based on solid principles and common sense.
Yeah. And so when sometimes people say to me, oh, Ted is, and he hears it too, you know, Ted is extreme, or Ted is on the right, or Ted is, and I think, how interesting. Not that the Ted I know is talking about basic American principles that not only even just in our people in our party agree about, but a lot of Americans share these values.
Heidi Cruz did not take questions from reporters as she did at other Wisconsin campaign stops, but instead talked with supporters while also posing for lots of pictures. Ted Cruz later participating in a conservative political gathering in Pewaukee. Emerson College has a new poll out of Wisconsin voters. It has Cruz and Donald Trump in a virtual dead heat. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Democrats and Republicans need to end the ugly discourse.
Our political discourse, it did not used to be this bad, and it does not have to be this way.
It was a Capitol speech in which the first district congressman said it's easy to get disheartened about the current state of American politics.
When people distrust politics, they come to distrust institutions. They lose faith in government. They lose faith in our future.
He called on the candidates and lawmakers to engage in battles of ideas, not battles of insults. Oh, Governor Walker, by the way, says he would not rule out accepting an invitation to be the Republican vice presidential candidate. When asked at a bill signing in Green Bay whether he would be interested in maybe a cabinet position, Walker replied no. But when asked about the VP spot, he only smiled and said that such a proposal was, quote, way too premature, unquote. Governor Walker, yet to announce any presidential endorsement, says that would be coming as early as next week. On the ballot questions of Racine County voters in less than 2 weeks is for circuit court judge, and one of the two candidates, Joseph Seifert, a Racine, Milwaukee attorney, says he's running because, in his words, we need more good judges.
We truly learn to appreciate the good judges when we're in front of them, and we need more. And my goal is to provide the best service I can to the citizens of Racine County and be as good of a judge as I can be and as I've seen others.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Seifert said that the public needs to the kind of varied experience of life that he can bring to the bench. Seifert running against Mark Nielsen for the Branch 4 position, being vacated with the retirement of Judge John Jude. The first candidate to launch a run for Kenosha County District Attorney since incumbent Bob Zaff's retirement notice has a couple of key bipartisan endorsements already locked up. Mike Gravely getting praise from both Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth, a Republican, and County Executive Jim Cruiser, a Democrat. Gravely is 52 years old. He has served as the number two prosecutor behind Zaff for the past 10 years. He'll be running as a Democrat in the fall. He said after his press briefing that he doesn't have exactly the lock-em-up attitude that some folks think that is really important these days.
The point of emphasis for me is trying to recognize those people in the community who do change. You know, the criminal justice system is quite experienced at handling people who don't change and who refuse to change. But I don't think we're particularly skilled at handling those people who really have changed.
Gravely acknowledging that distrust of the criminal justice system might be at an all-time high these days, that he'd try to work to perform more outreach efforts in a bid to counter the sentiment. On the business side of things in the office, he said he'd like to save a little money by going completely paperless. The Mount Pleasant Village Board, at a special meeting last night, votes to move forward with a water and sewer project on Highway V and to levy special assessments against those property owners along that route. The services being installed to help future Caledonia development. Residents along the roadway have been fighting that project since it was first announced more than a year ago. Trustee Sonny Haven said the village has never deferred an assessment for 20 years, one of the allowances now with the Highway V project.
We've offered 10 years interest-free and then payments, but we have never, ever offered 20 years interest-free. We can argue the project. It's different. We all know it's different, right? And I've said it before. If it wasn't for Caledonia, this wouldn't be going down Highway V for quite a while until some other event happened, right?
Trustee Gary Fee said that no one's addressed what the residents are being required to pay of what's being called a benefit.
When you're paying the amounts I'm seeing per property versus the value of the property, I don't know how the word benefit can still be on the table. You're paying very highly for a service, sewer and water service. It's not a benefit.
The plan was approved on a vote of 5-2. It was Feast and Jerry Garski, board president, voting against it. Work is still 2 years off, but the consulting firm hired by Racine County for the multi-million-dollar reconstruction of County Highway Double M from Highways 31 to 38 is holding yet another public involvement meeting on the project April the 6th. It'll be at the Meadowbrook Country Club from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's going to be an open house style format with representatives from the consultant and the county available to answer questions and take feedback about the preferred design. Turn lanes are going to be added at both Circle and Rivershore Drives. The 38 Double M intersection will be realigned to address current safety and maintenance concerns. Again, that meeting is April the 6th at the Meadowbrook Country Club. Police in Caledonia investigating what's being called a suspicious circumstance Tuesday afternoon. A couple of girls ages 7 and 11 indicate they were standing at the end of their driveway on West Johnson Avenue. A man in his 40s stopped his truck, asked the girls if they were selling Girl Scout cookies. Girls said no, they weren't. Man drove away. Never got out of the vehicle. There was no attempt to get the girls any closer to it. Man was described as white with dark hair in a red Ford Ranger and extended cab stickers in the back window. Former Racine Unified substitute teacher accused of having inappropriate contact with three high school students waived his preliminary hearing yesterday and is pleading not guilty.
28-year-old Justin Beaton has been charged with two counts each of child enticement and sexual assault of a student by school staff, along with a single count of exposing a child to harmful materials. Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush granted a defense request that Beaton's bond be modified so he can attend doctor's appointments and counseling sessions. He currently is on house arrest after being released from jail. Beaton is accused of sexting with three students from Case and Horlick High Schools where he worked and groping two of the girls. His next court appearance is scheduled for April 15th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Racine Unified School Board is holding a special meeting at 5 o'clock this afternoon to consider formation of a cooperative high school gymnastics team for the district. Case, Park, Horlick, Walden 3, and the Real School would be in the co-op. Board approval is needed for approval with the WIAA. There's been a Racine combined gymnastics team for the past several years. Both Kenosha and Burlington have co-op gymnastics teams. And the firing of UW-Milwaukee basketball coach Rob Jeter might result in the loss of at least three players. Akeem Springs, Jordan Johnson, Austin Arians talking to other schools about transferring after requesting and receiving their releases from the school. All three are juniors, indicate they're going to keep their options open as to where they go next to go to school and to play basketball. Jeter fired recently after 11 seasons with the Panthers. WRJN.com is our webpage. We have our newscast there in the local news section. Check them out. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.